Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, you guys. How about some tickets for Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's happening December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. And it's sold out. So this is the only way to get tickets. And not only do you have a chance to instantly win tickets right now, but you could win front row tickets and get a meet and greet with One Republic. Like, this is extra special. So you get the tickets, and then you're in the running for the big grand prize. This hour's code word is FIRE. Fire. F-I-R-E. Take the word FIRE and text it to our contest line, 20357. Then you're in the running. Get the tickets to the show, totally sold out, and you could find yourself in the front row and shaking hands with One Republic. This hour's code word is FIRE. And it really is just easy as texting the word FIRE to 20357. And then if you get a phone call, please answer your phone. You know, that's the whole thing. You entered a contest. You need to be like, oh, I entered a contest. It is amazing how fast we forget about stuff like that. Because, that was a phone call. I hate those.
Well, so much stuff is so invasive these, like,
it gets like,
this is my email. Stop being in it. You know, you do start to get like, how did this thing get so freaking polluted?
I know.
I don't give it to anybody.
And the phone number, like people are constantly requiring you to give the phone number. And it's just so, it's so aggravating because then all of a sudden you are definitely on a list.
I one thing though that I was doing that I don't do anymore is I did that. I've got a couple other emails that I use for different things. And that's what you're referencing, which is you won't know if you won if you're using your junk email.
Right.
And I do, I realized just one.
Yeah.
Just have one email. You can't have two.
Right.
It's
you
useless.
You gotta figure out a spam filter and unsubscribe to stuff.
So
although
that's what I do now.
I'm warning you. Do never go to TB12 and buy anything. The Tom Brady thing is you cannot get rid of it. I've gone to the site. I've written them letters. I've unsubscribed 50 times. You can't do it. And I get 10 emails from that guy every day.
Well, he is the GOAT. So you're probably better off with
his
emails.
He is the greatest at just staying in my email box. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe it.
It's, you know, it's funny now that he's an announcer is how unaccepted he's become. like there are so many people who are like, he's terrible.
What are they paying him? $300 million?
I've heard everything from I don't like his voice to he just doesn't have good commentary.
He trails off all the time. He'll start saying, talking about something and then it goes nowhere.
Because the thing is, there's other things happening. Like a good color guy pauses what they're saying. The announcer, the guy who's calling the game, steps in and says a thing, and then they pick their thing back up. It's like, it's a art form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it actually takes practice that you don't get on a field being a quarterback. And some people come by it naturally. I actually think, you know, I love Romo. I think he's great. I think he does a really good job.
But everybody hated him when he started.
Yeah, but he's right.
But he got better.
It takes some practice.
Actually, though, he did have a pretty.
I thought he had something.
He had a nice entry in compared to Tom Brady, and I know that Tom, you know, all the money and all, but Romo was a guy who didn't have the kind of success that Brady's had. Well, no one has, but he never won a Super Bowl. He was never. So he kind of got to come in and wasn't.
I thought he was had some charm from the get-go. He sort of knew what the job was.
Natural and pretty flowy. And if anything, some have said he's gotten worse because he seems to care less.
Oh.
You know, he's a guy, he's a really good golfer.
Oh, so that's what he's into now?
Yeah, he's living his life. I mean, you know, a game? Oh, yeah, I'll go call that. But
and then I'll go shoot my Skechers ad that I got to do over there. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if Brady's going to get it or not, but certainly he's catching all the flack for it.
Well, maybe at some point he becomes just the... Well, that's right. I don't want those. I seriously do not want them anymore. Speaking of football, and we were, sort of. Mariah Carey calls herself the Queen of Christmas. And it is true. Every year she re-releases her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And she immediately shoots to number one. And it's like... Her entire persona is hung. She hangs her hat on it. She does like an announcement video every year. It's time. She does the whole thing. She does the whistle singing. She puts it together. She'll even do lead up videos that are like, not yet. It's not time yet until finally it is time. And then she expects to and usually does shoot directly to number one. Well, not this year. We got a
new...
It was
new... Buble, wasn't it?
It wasn't.
I love him so much. I almost love him more than I love her.
I'm going to say something, though. The person who is number one, the people who are number one, I actually think that Michael Buble is a more logical choice for number one. This is... We're talking specifically about the iTunes 100 holiday chart.
Pentatonics.
It's not Pentatonics. Oh. I like them, too. Number one... As of right now, it's early days, people. I'm sure Mariah is going to get her number one at some point here. Here is your... We're going to play this for you, and I want to see if you can guess. Now, I did give you a hint. I said, speaking of football, Mariah Carey has been dethroned. Here we go. It's a little brand new Christmas song called Maybe This Christmas.
This Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year, love will appear.
Okay, can you pause it?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is with me here. I may very well be living in a hole. I've not only never heard that song.
Oh, it's a brand new song.
Okay. And well, how could it be number one already then?
It's number one. It got released and people talked about it and it went...
Okay.
Because today was the first time I heard about it, too. Of course, I'm not following the Christmas chart thing.
Anyway, I don't recognize those voices.
I don't
recognize that song. I don't know
that
what
second
you're
voice.
Talking
Listen
about.
To that second voice one more time. Because that person is a huge singing star. Huge.
It sounds like Stevie Nicks.
It's Stevie Nicks. So you're 50% of the way there.
Who's the dude?
Well, he's got a brother who's still in the league.
Is that Jason Kelsey?
It's Jason Kelsey.
So let me hear the guy again.
Sure. Keep it rolling. Here we go.
Maybe there'll be an open door. Maybe the star that shone before will shine once more.
Well, he's smartly dropping out, you know, of those notes that are supposed to be held. So good for him.
Play the beginning there where he's singing by himself. Because here's the thing. I've heard Travis Kelce sing, and he is terrible. Like, to the point where even Taylor goes, oh, great, he's singing again. Yay.
This Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this
to me, the funniest way is the way he's pronouncing. Like, he's super enunciating. And it almost sounds like he's got a little auto-tune on there. So maybe that's helping him. But this is Jason Kelce's new holiday song called Maybe This Christmas, and it is number one on the iTunes 100 holiday chart, beating out Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Now.
Well, it's not going to hold it. You're right.
I concur.
Mariah's coming for you, and so is Bublé.
He's also got Stevie Nicks. You know, that's, I'm sure there's a curiosity factor anyway.
I'm surprised she didn't say no.
I'm with you. I'm like, you know, she'll say yes to everything. These days, I'm seeing her all over the place. It feels
what?
Like, like she's guesting on people's stuff. And I just saw, I just saw her on SNL.
Oh.
Or somewhere. I was watching her live and went, oh, God. And on the New Heights podcast that Jason does with his brother, Travis, Jason said, you know, I fought my whole life to be the queen of Christmas. And the fact that we're finally here, it's just really special. It's cute. He admits it too. It's early in the season. Like the chart just started. And basically he's saying, we jumped up there. Not many people are listening to Christmas music yet. And we'll see if it holds throughout Christmas. I don't know if it's going to, I don't think it can possibly hold. It's a terrible song.
I would normally notice, and I don't think I've heard it, Christmas music yet in the grocery store. And that's when you go, okay, it's on.
It's here, right. Well, I'm with you. Not that I ever go anywhere, but I haven't noticed any holiday music. I was in Home Depot the other day. I was walking around some places yesterday. Like, I feel like it is sort of time to...
I don't know. I
start hearing that stuff.
I do the shopping at my house, so I'm always in the grocery store.
And you haven't noticed it.
And I haven't noticed it yet, and I would notice it. So, you know, maybe any minute. I'm not sure when they'll switch out.
It's only 2 weeks until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm not sure when they switch that out. But yes, I actually walked into the Whole Foods off Stevens Creek the other day. That's usually where I stop for lunch on the way home if I don't take the coast. And I saw someone buying a turkey, and I was like, oh
my God, that's right.
Is it time? Because you know you got to get one early and get it home, and whether it's frozen or thawed or however you're going to work that, you got to. Otherwise, you're going to be that person that goes, "Oh man, we didn't get enough big enough bird for the
to have the leftovers and stuff."
You know, so you it's time. People are doing it.
We booked our restaurant yesterday in Brooklyn.
Where are you going?
I don't know what the name of it is. John was showing the pictures.
John?
I'm like, well, that sure looks like turkey to me. That looks like a good place.
Mm.
Close to the Airbnb we've got there. Very excited. Oh my God. Going there in a week. Ooh. Okay. So anyways, Christmas, blah, blah, blah. It seems like, Jason Kelce is going to rule. He's the new queen of Christmas.
New York City is really neat this time of year. Like it's going to be neat. And if you go near the park and you see the horses and the carriages and all this stuff, and they decorate.
And it's cold and it has that Christmas feeling.
And people are shopping. Like, that's really going to be neat. You guys are stoked.
Last year, we stayed at this place near Bryant Park, and they had this huge holiday fair. The whole park was taken over. It's like a kind of a high-end artist sales flea market. It was great. I did so much shopping there, I had to buy another suitcase to take home. I'm like, oh my God, all my Christmas shopping is done. It's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, it's fun. And I'm going to go with my sister. We're going to have so much fun. It's going to be great.
That's really cool.
It'll be super cool. Okay. So I'm going to talk about the fight a little bit. Tomorrow night on Netflix, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are fighting at some point. Now they say 5 o'clock here. What that means is that's when the show starts and there's, you know, they're going to draw that out as long as they possibly can. Netflix is paying something like $50 million to both of the people. No matter who wins and who loses, they're all getting paid. Before a boxing match, the ref says something like, you know, protect yourself. Always protect yourself, you know. And Jake Paul has now, I know he can't possibly be allowed to wear these in the ring, but he bought diamond ear covers for each of his ears. He's making a joke because Tyson bites you in the ear.
And okay, but ear covers. What does that look? Do you have a picture?
I do have a picture.
I don't know what that... You mean like a wrestling ear cover?
It's like you fit it over. Oh, shoot. That's the wrong thing. Hold on here. That's also the wrong thing. There it is. Let me find you the ear cover. That's the watch. That's a $7 million watch that he's got there. Damn it. I don't see the ear
cover.
Jake
Paul has a $7 million watch.
Yes. Jake Paul is made of money. Where the hell is the... I can't find it. If I find it, I'll drag you back over here.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, just find the ear covers. They're $100,000 a piece. That's the seven... He's got this $7 million watch. It's basically... You can't even read it.
It's all diamonds.
It's just made of diamonds. Jacob & Company? Never heard of it. Oh, there they are. The $200,000... Yeah, They're just, they're shaped like an ear. You fit them over. But there's no way he gets to wear those in the ring,
no.
Right?
No, and that's not even a thing. What I'm looking at right now, well, I mean, I admit, any kind of jewelry really bugs me. And I feel like I'm being choked to death, even if it's, I've gotten used to my wedding ring, but everything else feels like it's affecting my breathing. I just can't.
Wow.
Get off me. What are you doing? Like a bracelet, I'd be like, just.
Right. I see how you are with your watch.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know for sure, but I don't think that's such a thing. That's not a thing. An ear cover.
An ear cover, yeah. I think what he's trying to say is you bite people on the
ear. No, I'm with you, but he had these custom made. It's not like he went, walked into the store.
$100,000 a piece.
And
yeah,
went,
oh no.
Oh, you have ear covers. Let me look at that. That'll be funny.
Yes, he absolutely got these made for himself. So he's been wearing them
and
around
it's a write-off,
now. And he's,
right? He'll go, this is part of my promotion for my event.
Well, he's got a $7 million watch that he's been wearing. And he's saying he's treating himself because he's, you know, pre-spending his winnings. But he's getting paid whatever he's getting paid either way, I'm going to say. And he is worth some money. Like this guy.
Well, he's.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I really want Tyson to kick his.
Well, I do too, but that's a generational thing. I do think, you know what I mean? Like I've watched Tyson as a young boxer and I feel like, oh, it would be nice to see a little return to glory for that guy. But Jake Paul's built an entire franchise around him boxing on YouTube. Can you look this up? Has he ever fought an actual pro boxer in their prime?
By the way, he's worth about $80 million.
Yeah, he's made a money and he's done that with his YouTube presence. And I give him all the credit in the world. It's not an accident that he's gotten where he is. He works for it. He's built this thing. What is that?
He did fight Tommy Fury, but again, not in his prime.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, though. Is anyone ranked that he goes in and says, I'm going to take this guy's title?
Yeah, I don't think he has any titles.
Oh no.
There's his boxing record.
No titles at all. No.
Top stories, top right there. What is Jake Paul's boxing record? Let's see if he's, I don't think he's won every single fight either.
It just seems to me.
He has a 10-1 record, 7 of those coming in inside the distance. He made his debut against some other YouTuber.
Yeah, he's never really fought.
But he has enough people following him that he puts on a whole show, and clearly they're making money off of this.
I'm trying to give him credit. Yeah. I am saying he's built a network. He's worth, you know, whatever he's worth. He's done that on his own through YouTube. What I'm questioning is, has he ever fought a guy in his prime who's ranked?
And
I don't think so.
Let's see. He beat Anderson Silva on points and then suffered his only defeat. That was against Tommy Fury, the first professional boxer he had faced. He lost that bout in Saudi Arabia by split decision. He was in Saudi Arabia doing fights. All right. Well, we're going to have a good time on Friday night, no matter who wins or loses. This guy's got $7+ million to drop on bling to get himself geared up for the fight.
I wonder what the Saudis paid him to bring his fight.
Well, he's worth $80 million.
Because that's what they're in the middle. They call it sports washing, but that's what they're in the middle of doing. Is
sports washing?
Yeah, it's how they invested in, what is the other golf league?
Oh, right. They've got their own league.
Live league. Like they invested in that, and then they started paying like all the stars to come over here.
Yeah, come play
so
here.
They call that sports washing because it's a way of legitimizing their...
They get the
their
big
country.
People.
Meanwhile, right. They still have all kinds of. They killed a writer.
Yeah, there's problems with getting behind Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and they've gotten into Formula One now. They do Formula One races.
But they
there.
Pay so much money to these guys That's that it's hard to say no to them.
I wouldn't say no.
No.
So what I'm saying is that's, you know,
they get him to
get
come
that
over.
Fight over there. They probably said, "Yeah, man, we'll give you
a castle and $80 million." And 5,000 barrels of oil. It'll be great.
That fight happened quietly. I don't remember hearing about it at all.
No, not at all. But there's a lot of things that happen overseas that we don't hear about. You know, you always hear about like people who did a huge ad campaign in China or Japan or something. And it's something that they might not be super psyched for everyone to know about over here. Anyway, it's hard to believe that Mike Tyson would be even the least bit intimidated. He did this interview with Rosie Perez, of all people, for Interview Magazine, where he talks about how he loves smoking toad venom. I mean, that's what's on his mind.
Who said that?
This is Mike Tyson.
Oh.
And he ends the interview with, "There's no way I should be here talking to you right now. All my friends are dead. They OD'd. They had AIDS. Me and my friends both had sex with this girl at the same time, and they both died of AIDS. I didn't catch AIDS. Raw, too. Tomorrow night."
He live, said that?
Yes. That
oh
is a
my
quote
gosh.
From the, and he was also saying, his quote about the fight was, "This is the biggest fight in the history of life. So tomorrow... we're going to get the biggest fight in the history of life."
Pretty good.
510 says, "Return to glory. The guy beat and raped his wife. I hope he gets the bleep kicked out of him."
I know, but record, I still want him to beat this. This guy's a tool.
You're not wrong.
Yes.
I'm not going to debate you on him being a scumbag. He is. But what I mean when I say return to glory is when he was 19, before he married, before he had... The jail time.
Mm-hmm.
He was the meanest, nastiest, scariest dude in that sport.
In life.
And when he walked into the ring, there were big men who took a hit and went, "I'm diving. That hurt too much." And they stayed down. Like that's what I'm talking about. Is his 19, 20-year-old Tyson was scary as you know what. That doesn't make him a good person.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And actually, it is true. It's funny because that's why I said, like, I can't believe I'm actually rooting for Mike Tyson. Like, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's done terrible
things. And he says
things.
It. He said there's... I didn't know about the AIDS thing that he's talking about.
I couldn't believe those. I'm like, here's that. Some quotes from this story. It's so crazy.
But he has said, and you can find these quotes about to his kids who... he's like, "My kids came up here. They're middle class or rich. I came up in a hard, hard city and in a hard way.
I fought my way
out." He's like, "I'm an animal. That's how I've made my money. My kids aren't that."
He also blew through and was robbed of a lot of his money.
Millions,
like, he ended up having to do some of this stuff because he didn't have any money left. And who's that boxing promoter? Is it Don King?
Don
Did they
King.
Say that he is the guy who winds up with all these guys' money?
Mm-hmm.
He just throws them in the ring. They make him money and he tosses them out when he's done with them. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff.
Okay.
Oh, not the RV thing. Hold on. That's old.
I like that one though. That was a good story.
Well, you didn't like it.
No, but it's an interesting story.
But it's good to know.
Think about that.
Fast facts and bosses of Gen Z people are quitting.
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. We love those guys. Hey, I like to say congratulations to Kieran Geffert, too. Kieran is our new fearless leader.
Kieran!
She is. She's out there walking around, you know, got stuff going. She had a huge bouquet of flowers. Why am I Kieran, there? Congratulations.
Can you hit the applause button, please?
Hold on. Let me get the claps going. Here we go.
Woo! All right.
Yeah, I love Kieran. Kieran's been here for as long as I have, easily. I want to say over 30 years.
Yeah, and she's one of these people who started.
Yep.
At the very bottom of the sales ladder.
You know, it's funny. I wrote to congratulate her yesterday, and I know it's over 30 years, but it felt like that wasn't the right thing to write down. So I wrote 20 plus years instead of 30 because I feel that sometimes when I'm thinking, I've been listening since I was four.
Like, oh my God, you're old. You're old. Yeah, it's man, it can be a cold splash of water.
Yeah, so I went around that a little bit. Yeah. But you're right, she's been here forever, and certainly, in my opinion, she should have been the leader from go.
I agree. I don't know why it took so long. She is great. And we have some wonderful people here in the Alice sales department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it happen. We'd love to have it happen for you. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. 60-year-old Fremont Bank always had a mission of supporting the community with their banking needs. And for the last three decades, its foundation has fulfilled thousands of philanthropic requests from Bay Area nonprofits. Find out more at FremontBank.com. Thank you, FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. There is a chance for rain today. Hot temperatures, highs in the low 60s. So it's going to be a little chilly out there. We've got full moon, king tides, and high surf advisory.
What time's high tide today, I wonder? Exit's closed. I'll look for it. You go on.
Okay. Also, snow showers. So we are seeing snow, and that's expected to continue. So that news is very good.
It says 9:26.
This morning.
Today. Yeah, this morning. Next. Okay.
What does it say? How many feet?
It doesn't say. It's really not saying that. Oh. What time is the highest tide today? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't say how many feet?
It's not saying in mine. You probably have a thing where you
I have a bunch of different tides, things, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just said high tide today.
Oh.
Looks like Maddie's.
It's over 6 feet, which is pretty high.
Okay. Well, the king tides, those are the biggies,
those
right?
Those can get up over 6 feet, well over. Mm. All right, so anyway, let's begin the Oakland Airport's effort to piggyback on the global cachet of the San Francisco Bay just hit a problem. A federal judge blocked it from renaming itself at the expense of the bigger regional competitor. They wanted to be like the San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport, and this judge has said, no!
Yeah.
Now.
I remember when you were talking about this, it just sounded like, well, that's going to be confusing for people driving you to the airport, for people coming into town. You're the Oakland Airport, and you're a great airport.
Would cause travelers to mistakenly believe that the East Bay Airport is affiliated with or run by the San Francisco International Airport, and San Francisco would suffer irreparable harm. From the Oakland Airport's name change. It's very strange that you would even try to do that. But marketing people are hired to come up with ideas.
Right. That's true.
And that was their idea. And it's a judge has said, now!
Does it have another name? Like, you know how San Jose has, isn't it Mineta?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I hear it said San Jose Mineta, but I think it's just called Mineta Airport.
I call it just San Jose. But I'm certainly very aware of that name too.
So I just wonder if like Oakland Airport has another name and we just don't like name it after somebody then. Call it Jack London Airport.
Well, the point is they want people to know that you can fly in there and be in San Francisco and because it's about equidistant to get into the city from there.
It is actually.
It's a much more convenient airport.
It's a great little airport.
It's a good airport, and that should be what they're selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You come in here, it's probably cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You probably are going to have an easier in and out.
It's funny because we live here, and so I tell people if they're going to come visit, I'm like, don't just check SFO, check OAK.
I fly in and out of San Jose all the time.
That's really mine. Close to your house, right?
So I don't even think of the others. But I can imagine if you're in, you know, as you say, it's equal distance. Why wouldn't you check Oakland?
Right.
Durr. And I think most people, you'd like to think the computer is spitting out the options for both. Right?
I don't know if it does that
or not.
Well,
no, because I fly in and out of D.C. a lot because that's, you know, it's closest to West Virginia. And there's like three airports there, and I have to kind of check each airport. It won't, it doesn't always give me all.
So you have to start by saying, where are you going? Which actual airport?
Like, yeah, airport, and it depends on the airline, really.
Yeah, I suppose. Right. New York's the same way. You have to look. There's a bunch of Newark or JFK or LaGuardia. I already don't like it.
Why?
Just not convenient.
It's a pain. It's convenient. It's faster to get into the city from there for sure.
Yes.
But flying in and out is always something goes wrong.
You never want to have that review for your airport. Something always goes wrong.
And they were doing construction there for 50 years.
No, thanks. What'd you say, Kennedy? Yeah, I'll do that one. Fine. Sheesh. All right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Ben. You laughed past me fact, twice. Fact.
The black dots around your car windshield are called frits.
Oh.
They're an enamel that's baked onto the glass to ease the temperature transition from the black band around the edge to the clear glass so it doesn't expand and crack. The black band needs to be there because it blocks the UV light and protects the glue that holds the windshield into place so it doesn't pop out.
How funny.
In China.
Oh, no room for questions on that one.
Some cops prefer guard geese over guard dogs because geese are more territorial and have better eyesight.
That is true.
They are mean.
I grew up with geese.
I've been chased
by them,
geese, yeah.
And they anybody would pull up,
and they
would run to the car.
And they will snap you with their wings honk and poke at you, and they're rotten. Mm. They're horrible.
That's why I like fagua so much. Stupid geese.
Don't say that. That's people hate that.
Okay. I don't eat it.
The coldest...
See how easy I flip?
Well, I mean, in this business with everybody complaining
right,
about every goddamn
canceled.
Thing, you
Fuck
just go,
off.
Listen,
get out of here.
I'll go left, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right.
Get your red pen out. Spend your whole day marking us up.
I do love it.
Jesus. The coldest inhabited place on Earth is a village called Oymyakin. Damn it.
Oymyakin.
I looked up the pronunciation of this a thousand times. Mm. Don't make it worse.
Oymyakin.
You can see me struggling.
I do. It's great.
Oymyakin. In Siberia, Russia. If you go outside naked on an average day, you'd freeze to death in 1 minute. Its record low temp is -96.
It turns you to, you walk out of the house and it turns you to ice?
In 1 minute.
Oh my God. It's easy way to die. You have vodka, you go outside, you lie down, you go to sleep forever.
Oymyakin.
Here we are in Oymyakin.
New York City has a larger population than 38 states.
New York City?
Than 38 of the states?
Mm-hmm.
How many people live in New York City?
I would say it's 9 million.
Oh, boy.
Probably 8 or 9 million.
So 38 of our states have less than...
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
1 in 5 bosses want to quit over having to manage Gen Z.
Oh, you Gen Zs, you are really ruining everything. I blame your parents. I have Gen Z kids, right?
Yeah, you do. This story starts out with some comedian's joke about how Gen Z asks the boss, does anyone know where I can take my midday nap? Do we have like a recharge room or a nap room somewhere?
Gen Z. What are you, in kindergarten? Recharge room? I would love a recharge room. Wouldn't it be nice to lay down for a nap right after the show? Mm. Mm.
51% of managers reported experiencing frustration due to managing Gen Z employees. Half of them are like, I can't with these young ones coming up. Now, I'm going to give you an out, a little bit of an out.
Okay.
I remember saying this when we first went into COVID and we went into shutdowns, and it did feel spectacularly wonderful to not commute.
Yeah.
But one of the things I thought is, you know what? If not for the older people in my workplace when I started in radio, there were a lot of things that I needed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was about an entertainment situation and I'm just doing my thing. And since no one can see me, what do you care? But they were like everything from, you need to wear shoes here.
Oh,
let's have you put on a shirt too. That'd be great. You know, these are like, and
the grownups there taught you about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I didn't know radio was a business. I thought it was about
just fun.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
it's all about party time.
But that's what my point is. Gen Z was in shutdown and they weren't around the grownups to tell them, you don't get to take naps here.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What is this, your mommy's house? She got a little nappy poo station for you.
Half of managers also express frustration with Gen Z's phone use.
Oh. Just always on the phone.
Another nearly half said that Gen Z has a very poor work ethic, period. They lack initiative. They have poor time management skills. They lack professionalism.
No attention span.
So I don't know where this goes, but that's funny that bosses are actually the ones commenting like, I'm ready to retire because I can't with the young
one.
Well,
this is great news for older people who need jobs.
Yeah, I guess.
Be like, listen, you know what I'm not? Gen Z. Hire me. Mm. I know how to work. I know how to show up. I need the paycheck. My mommy doesn't babysit me at night and put me down for a nappy poo.
By the way, we mentioned this yesterday, and then there were, actually even Sarah had said it, so I think this might be a generational thing, but we think of push-ups. Actually, the story is
that we should be able to do a certain amount of push-ups
the Mayo
at different
Clinic,
ages.
The Mayo Clinic posted a number of push-ups people in good shape should be able to do at each age.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned those, and then Sarah said, can I do girl push-ups?
Yes.
And we know them to be that if you're of a certain age.
Right.
A lot of people wrote in and said, call them cheater push-ups. Call them whatever.
But don't call them girl push-ups.
Don't call them girl push-ups. And for the record, I should have mentioned, Christina can do more push-ups than probably all of us together.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a girl.
Well, I can't do any, so I'm not going to figure into you guys' equation here. I can't do any. Her girl push-ups are awesome.
I can probably do more than her, but not by a lot.
Mm.
Like, she's a strong lady. She can kick ass. So anyway, I just wanted to mention if you're someone out there who's, called cheater push-ups.
But also,
now,
don't be offended on behalf of push-ups.
Like, you don't have to jump out there
something
and tell
else
people.
To, yeah. What did you say? Find another hill to die on.
I don't know if
that
I said
one's
that.
Just, you know, I'm not trying to bum anybody out. And I am a girl, so I'm fine with it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vin, how about your Bullwinkle boss saying, don't take acid before work, or the bank manager saying, the bank manager wasn't involved in my mess as a janitor at the
his
bank.
His vacuum blew up and he just walked out.
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't want that job. I didn't want to do that anymore. Nope.
Yeah, you've had a lot of jobs like that.
And the Bullwinkle thing was mostly funny because when I did accidentally take LSD and I didn't know that it lasted as long or that, you know,
that tiny little piece of paper. Yeah, and you're just like, that's ridiculous. Give me that right now.
But I had long hair at the time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
So
they wanted you to cut your hair.
Yeah, they did. My girlfriend Darcy had put bobby pins in my hair to put it up. And then I put on my Mountie uniform. So when I left there in my underwear, I'm pulling out these bobby pins as well, and my hair's dropping out. And they're like, what is happening?
Just throwing a yard sale as he's leaving.
And I was just like, I'm not coming back here ever again.
Right. So here's your Bullwinkle costume. Here's my bobby pins, my underpanties.
Yeah, all of it. I left in my boxer shorts and went home and stayed in my room till morning.
Mm.
I was just like, I don't know what this stuff's done to my brain, but I hope
I
don't.
Is that the first time?
Yeah.
Mm.
I hope I don't stay like this.
But then later you were like, I'm going to do that again.
Well.
Yeah.
I went into an air shift once and had the same experience. I had taken taking LSD earlier in the day, and
you were doing radio on that stuff.
Oh my God, Maddie!
So I'm in the middle of my air shift, and
the
red line rings. This is at WCLG in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh,
Matt McHugh on the air nights.
Oh boy!
And the phone rings on the red line.
You're doing like 6 to 10 or 10 to midnight or 7 to 12.
6 to midnight. Getting the lead out at 9, you know, your typical rock jock stuff.
Yeah, got it.
And then the red line rang.
The hotline's ringing. Your boss is on there.
It's not my boss, but it is somebody that works there. And they go, are you tripping? And I immediately lost like all
confidence
and everything.
Yes.
Hang up, do a break, fudge the break completely up.
Yeah.
Guy calls back. He's like, no, I knew somebody that I was, somebody told me that was happening.
Oh,
you sound fine on the air.
Up until just now.
Yeah.
Now you're screwed up and everyone knows you're tripping. So
yeah.
You know what? That's not cool.
That's not cool.
I don't know how you weren't like, this is the best song I've ever heard and I'm going to play it again. So please sit back.
Enjoy.
We're playing Pink Floyd. You know what we're going to do? The whole Pink Floyd Animals album. We're not turning it off.
I love that
album.
When
it ends, I'm going to start it over. Mm. All right, enjoy. What's our station? I don't
station.
Remember.
Music.
Yeah, good for you. They pulled that off. I don't know.
Not good for you. Never do that. Listen, children. Listen, Gen Z. Do not trip at work. It's not allowed. And also no naps.
707 says, SNV, love you, but stop promoting hate to the younger gens. Always hating.
Don't hate them. We have them. They're our kids. We love them.
That's a story about bosses who have to deal with them.
We're just doing stories. You know what we have to fill here? 4 hours.
Yep.
So we do some stories. We get some stories and we tell the stories and we go blah, 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 blah. And you go, I'm outraged. And then we move on with our lives, all of us together.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, how about the 2024 CMA Awards and more after these?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.